Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges you experience as a mum. I'm Laura Guckian, motherhood coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guest. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession, the stuff you feel or experience that you're not supposed to talk about as a mum. I am not only going to help you recognize you are not alone, but I will also give you the tools you need to navigate it. And this season of Mumfessions is going to be a little bit different because this new year, it's all about minding yourself so you can mind your children. I am going to be picking some of the most common Mumfessions that I hear and reminding you of how you can navigate these challenges so that you can be a happier and calmer mum. Before we begin, can I please ask you a massive favor? I want as many mums as possible to hear Mumfessions, and you can help me to do that by clicking the follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening. I also want to remind you that if you need any additional resources or support, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This new year, remember, mind yourself so you can mind your children. Vivio Jr. has been trusted by parents for over 40 years, offering tasty, kid-friendly nutritional supplements to support growth, immunity, and cognitive development. That's why we are big fans of it in my house. And for mums, BioCult, Ireland's number one live bacteria supplement brand, is here to help with immunity and digestive support. With 70% of your immune system in your gut, it's a great place to start. Together, Vivio Jr. and BioCult can help your family thrive this winter and beyond. Available at your local pharmacies or online. I have included this Mumfession because I think this is a topic that probably every mother can relate to. And it's not just because of motherhood. I think it's because of the stage of life we're in, the chapter. And that is around friendships. And I think as we get older and as we get busier, it can be really hard to A, make new friends, and also B, maintain the friendships. Like, I'm talking about the genuine, real friendships. And what I have learned, unfortunately, over the last year or two in particular, since I suppose my profile has grown on Instagram and I thought I had made new friends, is actually you have to be really, really careful about who you trust. And who you give your time to and your love to and your support and attention to, because, and I don't know what it is, and if you can relate to it, please do let me know on mindmommycoaching.com. But it feels like as we get older, it's very hard to trust people and to make the friendships in the same way that we did maybe in our teen years or our 20s. So this Mumfession is more about how to reconnect with your genuine friends. And I am so, so lucky. I have the most amazing friendship group that I have had since I was 18. I met them in college and they have seen me at my best, at my worst. And I think we'll be friends forever. And I'm so lucky to have that. But I think part of what has helped me maintain those friendships over the years, particularly in motherhood, is applying these three things. And I want to share these three things with you in this next Mumfession, because even if you're at a really busy chapter of motherhood now, maybe you're sleep deprived, maybe you have no time, these things will help you reconnect with your genuine friends in a way that doesn't require extra time. It's going to help you, I suppose, reframe what connection with those friends looks like. And I really, really hope that when you apply these three things, it will give you the opportunity to feel that deserved connection again, to check in on your friends, and I suppose to give yourself permission to have that support and connection from the genuine friends who love and want to support you.
So my Mumfession, and something I feel really alone in, and that is when I feel like I don't have any friends since becoming a mother. So I'm the first of my friends to become a mother, and they've just stopped inviting me to things. I know part of it might be like my fault because I didn't have time to like answer their calls or their messages. I didn't reach out to them. And we were at a party recently and they just made no effort to come talk to me. Sorry. My little girl is, she's 8 months, and I've just found it really, really hard. They just don't understand how exhausted I am. I just feel so lonely because I don't have anyone to talk to. My husband, he doesn't understand. I don't talk to him about it. I sit at home most days by myself and my little girl. I've tried going to all the mummy and baby groups, but they all have their own little friendship groups, and I just don't feel a part of anything. I wish I knew how to fix it, or even just to have someone to talk to. Sorry. Thank you.
Wow. This is a really, really tough one. I could almost feel that in my core. Like, the one word that was coming to me as I listened to this was just pure loneliness, like sadness, loss of connection, loss of friendship, feeling like she's completely alone. I just want to hug this mother. I just want to sit beside her and hug her. But what's really sad is I know that so many mothers feel like this because they've told me. It's something we really need to talk about, and that is the changing dynamic in our friendships when we become mothers, and how we can feel and how lonely we can feel. And not just friendships, our relationships in general, because everything changes and it's really natural to feel alone, to feel sad, to feel like the connection with whatever relationship it was in your life is no longer there. And just know that if you're listening now and you can relate to everything this mother said, you're not alone. That's the first thing. So let's talk about what could we do, or what could you do, to try and overcome this. Because motherhood is hard enough, it's lonely, and having friends or someone in our life that we can share that with and to feel like we can offload to or share how we're feeling without feeling judged is really important. And I would love that for all of you. That's part of why I set up Mind Mommy Coaching. That's part of why I'm doing this. I want that emotional village for mothers to have a place to feel seen and heard and supported. The first thing I want to pick up on there is she mentioned toddler and baby groups or something to that effect. I'm going to say something controversial. I absolutely hate mother and baby groups. I have never had a pleasant experience in them, and maybe you've had a different experience. I have found them to be quite judgmental. I have found them to be quite clicky. I have found them, I'm saying it again, and I know people are going to come at me, I found them to be very anti-formula feeding or bottle feeding. I have felt very judged when I've pulled out my bottle. That's just my experience. I'm sure there are lovely mother and baby groups. I just never had the opportunity to be part of it. So the first thing I'd say is, if you're ever in a room, even if it's not a toddler and baby group, whatever room you're in, and you're with people that don't make you feel good, or you don't feel like you belong, or you're questioning yourself, get up and walk out. Because when you're in a room with people that are cheering you on, that's your room. If they're not celebrating you, if they're not making you feel good, it's not your room. There are many other rooms out there. Leave. Don't keep going. You don't have to go to the toddler and baby groups. Find a group online. Think outside the box. Think about what you actually need from a connection. Even take the word friendship out of it. That can be online. That can be what you're doing even listening to this. Leave the toddler and baby groups. They are absolutely, they're not for the faint-hearted. And I think of vulnerable mums going to them and I feel sad because, and again, maybe there are good ones. I've never heard of them. I have just felt they have been really toxic, almost like you're back in school, mean girl vibes. That's what I've got from toddler and baby groups. That's the first thing. The second thing, in terms of her existing friends, maybe think about what you could do to reconnect with them. If you want to reconnect with them, have you tried sharing how you really feel? Because I can relate to this in when I became a mum, I was the first out of my group of friends to become a mum. And while they were lovely and supportive, they had no idea what I was going through. Even to the point when they then became mums, they were like, we had no idea, Laura. It was a really kind of sad moment where they were like, we actually had no idea what you were going through. It's really hard and we're sorry if we weren't there for you. So I'm sharing that because maybe your friends don't know you're feeling like this. Maybe they feel that if you're not interacting with them, maybe you don't want to be their friend. So I would definitely start with reaching out to them, having a really honest conversation. I love you. I miss you. I'm finding this really hard. You know, I'd love to just connect with you. You know, my life has changed. I'm not going to be able to do the things with you that I used to do, but I would love to have little voice notes with you. I would love to have little phone conversations. Try reaching back out, because I bet maybe they're like my friends, that they still want to be your friend, but they just have no idea what you're going through. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing is kind of, again, thinking outside the box. What do you need from a friendship or relationship? Is it to feel seen and heard? Is it to experience what they're experiencing? Is it to have a change of environment? Think about it and see what other ways you can get that back into your life, because you have changed. And your relationships will change. And nobody talks about this. Relationship with your partner changes. Relationships with your friends change. Everything changes. It's okay for it to be hard. But just think about what needs to happen so that you feel less alone and so that you feel seen and heard. The full episode is linked in the podcast description below, or you can search for Season 1, Episode 5. This full episode also covers how to be more productive and how to stop worrying about your children's future. And I want to remind you, if you have been finding these little mini episodes of Mumfessions, or in fact, any of the episodes of Mumfessions helpful, I want to remind you that there is more support available to you. So pop your email in the little link in the description below, and I will send you a little information about my village. It is my online community for mums that I promise will make you feel seen, heard, and supported 24/7. So give yourself permission to at least explore that support. Drop your email in the link below, and I will be in contact with you very soon. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This was an Insanity Studios production. The production manager was Charlotte Mason, and the production assistant was Abby Sandler.